What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
I need to be on the air. Good morning, Lee.
Yeah, you're here.
Okay, good.
We got you.
Awesome. We've had trouble turning this on this week, but we'll get over it. Okay, so remember this as a historic week in America, truly, where the GOP finally, after decades of having every institution illegally weaponized against us, to the point where the Democrats had, you know, gone a long way to establishing the norm of, well, whoever runs for president on the Republican side will simply put them in prison. We'll commit fraud if we have to, as the FBI did in the classified documents case, got caught in Florida. Perjury, fraud, but you know, whatever it takes, we're Democrats, laws don't apply to us. We'll just put whoever runs for office on the Republican side in prison. And that was fine with the decades of leaders, you know, the leaders of, you know, before who were still left, the Mitch McConnells, the George Bushes, all of them, they didn't have a word to say about it. They were cool. They were good. That's the level to which we had capitulated, to where Donald Trump was facing 700 years in prison. And they were trying him using interpretations of laws that it's never been used that way before since the founding. They were ignoring basic precepts of law like statute of limitations that apply to everyone else in America but Donald Trump. And Republicans, we got their one capitulation at a time. We never pushed back. We never fought back. When they stole the election from us, we threw our hands up and didn't speak of it because the Democrats said not to. And we ended up in a really, really bad place when Democrats saw they could steal an election. And come on, they knew all about the 19,000 fake licenses China sent through Chicago O'Hare. They knew about it. FBI scrubbed it off their system to avoid investigating it so those licenses could be used to generate fake absentee ballots. That's going to be a huge scandal. We capitulated and capitulated and capitulated. Whatever they wanted to do was okay. Didn't fight back. Didn't try. Didn't bother. And that's how you end up with whatever candidate you come up with on his way to prison. So, Lee, we had to fight back to the point where we could even get on the field of battle. And that was the day Trump won. Just to get on the field of battle. The actual battle began this week. And for the first time, Donald Trump is forcing, by sheer force of will, the Republican Party to fight back. Believe me, none of these people would be doing any of this if Trump wasn't in office.
Sad but true, yeah.
Everything we're seeing this week, from unleashing the National Guard in D.C., potentially, to announcing to the left, you misbehave during the Olympics, you think of this you and your Chinese billionaire funders, which, by the way, is illegal for them to take money from a foreign organization. We need to begin prosecuting that. We need to begin applying laws to Democrats. You mess up, you interrupt the Olympics, I'm bringing the military down on your head. You need, and he is single-handedly forcing them in these left-wing jurisdictions like DC, announcing overnight, hey, I'm going to unleash the National Guard on you. Forcing them to comply with laws and to implement laws on the books. We are not going to live lawlessly. We are not going to lose control internally of territory, fighting back. Before, all Republicans would do, Lee, is point to whatever bad things Democrats were doing and say, hey, send us some money, we'll fight. But they'd never fight. They'd just fundraise off of it. So the screaming, the yelling, the yowling we are hearing over Texas is because the Democrats recognize that for the first time we have begun to fight in ways they routinely do. I mean, look at Kathy Hochul in New York. She's out there screaming and yelling the governor about, redistricting in Texas, and this is an abomination and it's an attack on democracy. Her constitution prevents her from redistricting in her state. But every 10 years, she did it last year to get rid of three Republican districts with New York losing population. That was a year ago.
Pot meet kettle.
Yes. But we're finally, if they are screaming, it means we are finally fighting. I've never seen us fight like we have fought in the last week, all the fights that are being launched, including, hey, we're redoing the census. You guys committed fraud. We're not keeping these numbers. And by the way, we're not counting the illegal immigrants that you illegally voted, brought here to eventually vote for you, but in the short term, count the census so you could steal 20 to 30 seats. We're not counting them. The old GOP would have pretended there was no fraud. In fact, they did. That was my biggest gripe, one of my two biggest gripes with Kevin McCarthy as speaker. He said nothing, did nothing, no press conference, not even a mean tweet from the Republican leadership when the Census Bureau announced, hey, we committed mass fraud, sorry. We fired 300 people. Did you fire any of the supervisors who instructed them to commit fraud as the inspector general and his investigation found? No, we kept them. Oh, okay, cool. Not so much as a single complaint from the Republicans. Democrats see that. That's where they get the idea, Lee, that we can just go ahead and put Republicans in prison now. They'll be cool with it.
Like DC teen carjackers. They're being coddled.
Yeah, they're being coddled. That's a Democrat strategy as well. So we have begun finally to fight back this week as Donald Trump establishes the standard. We will fight back. We are not getting rolled over anymore. We're going to fight back like big balls, even if it's 8-10-1. Democrats always fight back against incredibly long odds. Heck, they initiate the fight. They throw the first punch when they're outnumbered. And then they try for decade after decade after decade till they finally wear us down and they win. Because we never fought. But we're fighting now. And that is why this is my favorite clip of the week. Opened the show with it yesterday. James Carville, because he knows. He knows it's all slipping away for the Democrats. How does he know that? Why did he say it this week? Because he knows those seats are fake. He knows 20 to 30 of them should belong to the GOP. He knows we've never fought back before. He knows if we fought back, they're going to have a hard time winning a majority in Congress, period, in any election.
You're going to have to do something in 2028 because it's slipping away from us by about a minute.
Yep. Because we're fighting. And look, the left needs to begin to understand that if you implement policies that let out rapists, pedophiles, and other violent criminals, we will unleash the National Guard on your city. We'll take the territory back. We are not living this way. We are not letting international gangs take our cities. They're going to just have to learn it the hard way. We're going to have rule of law. It's very exciting. I'm also excited about Trump normalizing the idea of putting cryptocurrency, by the way, in people's 401ks, mm-hmm. making that an investment vehicle.
Yeah.
Because it is a release valve letting people out of a potentially in the future failing dollar.
Mm-hmm. I mean, as long as everybody understands the risks involved,
sure.
Fine, let them take that risk. Because with great risk comes great reward many times. And when you are locking people into certain financial issues, then you are limiting the growth potential and also, you know, having an influence on the market itself.
You remember during the Biden administration, I mean, Elizabeth Warren, they were trying to get rid of crypto. And the reason they were trying to get rid of crypto is because they can't monitor it. And they had intended to go full digital ID. They may still, if Jerome Powell stays at the Federal Reserve. I mean, 2026 is the year that we're supposed to get central bank digital currency. That only works for spy and money control purposes. The Democrats and the government were going to control what you could spend your money on if there's no crypto. If you can just bounce back and forth into crypto, they can't control you. And that's Donald Trump doing that. That's the power of it, whether it's a great investment on any given day or not. That's the power of it, is you can slip out of the dollar and out of potential government authoritarianism. That's what makes me excited about it. Again, so many things going on.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Folks, we started the week talking about Sydney Sweeney and the fact that ad would not have been possible 3 years ago because we lived under a de facto social credit system, just like in China. It had already been applied to businesses by the Human Rights Campaign, run by Barack Obama's deputy campaign manager. This is why whenever you would see a commercial, there's no one in it who looks like you. In fact, the commercials themselves don't reflect U.S. society at all. What they look like is how woke Democrats would like society to work. While gay people make up 5% of the population tops, you would think half the population was gay watching commercials. You almost never see a white man. No representation. Diversity is fine if it reflects society. I would expect commercials to reflect society, but that's not what this was. This was the enforcement of woke. And once you understand, the Human Rights Campaign would give you a bad rating unless your commercials, your advertising, and your hiring reflected woke. And you also had to give them your pay data, your retention data, and you had to hire who they suggested. They're minders. But there was terror. There was fear because you'd get an SEC investigation. You would get some kind of government investigation if you were found to be unwoke in your advertising practices. People ask me all the time, why would they put Dylan Mulvaney's face on a beer can? That's why. Fear. And that bubble of fear burst. That's why the Sidney Sweeney ad was possible. Wasn't possible before. They'd have been brutalized by the Democrats. And this is why we've seen dozens and dozens and dozens of companies come out and announce they're firing their DEI departments. Who was that? Those were the Barack Obama staffers. The fear bubble has popped. And it popped because Donald Trump was elected. Nobody's afraid of his SEC. They know they're not Marxist. They know they're not crazy. But also because it was clear the emperor has no clothes anymore. The emperor is Barack Obama. And Barack Obama wanted to remake society, especially our culture, movies, advertisements, to reflect. Honestly, how he looks. How the Democrat Party increasingly is fat, ugly, and genderless. Liberal, woke. And gay. Nothing wrong with being gay. There isn't. If you are gay. But when you project in America where half of America is gay or bisexual and you brainwash people with it, that's a problem. That doesn't reflect America. And we're seeing the signs of the end of the cultural social credit system Barack Obama created every day. Headline: Disney settles Gina Carano's lawsuit after firing her from Mandalorian for comparing being conservative in the United States to being Jewish in Nazi Germany, which is a very accurate comparison. They beat us. They were beginning to jail us simply for who we are. They were beginning to restrict our access from the ballot box. She wasn't wrong. They only censor you when you say true things. If you're saying untrue things, they don't care. It's the true things they fear the most. While Disney has settled its lawsuit with martial artist turned actress Gina Carano, who sued the company for firing her after she compared being conservative in the U.S. to being Jewish in Nazi Germany. She filed a wrongful termination suit against the company 3 years after sharing social media posts that were controversial. I don't think it's that controversial. In the Elon Musk-backed suit, Carano sued Disney and Lucasfilm, the company behind Star Wars franchise, candor for promoting conservative opinions that other male stars had previously shared without consequence. That's an interesting take on it, but they'll take you out as a male just as quickly. So fantastic. The details of the settlement were not revealed, but it is said to be a large amount of money. Good. You got to give her, she needs her career back. Carano celebrated the suit's drawn out conclusion, saying it was the best outcome for all parties involved. Right. So for Disney to settle like this would not, because Disney was another one of those companies terrorized by the human rights campaign, Barack Obama, just a long arm of the Democrat Party. Settlement like this wouldn't have been possible. They wouldn't have been allowed to settle. Carano drove the final nail in by writing, "I am humbled and grateful to God for his love and grace in this outcome." Yeah, you don't say things like that in work in Hollywood. It's unbelievable. She said Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even by children. Yeah, that's L.A. That's Texas. They're beating ICE, trying to kill them. That's what Democrats do. Folks, we just had this case we're going to get into today. Oh, my gosh. Liberal judge. Did you see this? This is incredible. In Baltimore, Yvette Bryant, peaceful abortion protesters protesting within the law, quietly within the zones they're supposed to be. Man walks up. Body slams one of them into the ground when another one tries to help that one up. You see the video. Oh, my gosh. Closed fist punches him. He drops to the ground And then the liberal lunatic kicks him again and again and again after driving the back of their head into the concrete. What do you think Yvette Bryant did? Well, she's a Democrat judge. Let him off with zero jail. By the way, the two pro-lifers were elderly. Zero jail. Folks, that is classic Marxism by Judge Yvette Bryant. I've explained all the time to you again and again. After the revolution, China created five oppressed and five oppressor classes. Everyone was assigned to them. The oppressed classes could beat a member of the oppressor classes near to death with no consequences. Children were allowed to go into their schools if they were oppressed classes and beat the tar out of their teachers. No consequences. Folks, it's here now. America just doesn't recognize it, and we have to fight back. The Democrats are operating according to a classic Marxist oppressed versus oppressor system. They've got all the groups labeled, and it is okay to beat, hurt, or even kill somebody of the opposite class. You simply label them a Nazi and go about your business. But we're fighting back. And this is the week it turned. This is the week it turned. And you know what the event was? It's that redistricting fight in Texas, where we are not on the defense. We're on the offense. We're saying, no, we're coming to take back the seats that are ours. You do this in your states. I mean, look at Massachusetts. 35% of the voters are Republican, zero Republican districts. Hochul did it last year in New York to get rid of three Republican districts. Never mind that is a state that is losing population. We went on the offensive. They've never seen us do that. Trump really did. Dragging the Republican leadership, kicking and screaming. Trust me, it hurts them. It hurts them physically to fight back. They're not built for it. They weren't recruited by it for it. And that is why this, from Democrat consultant James Carville, is the clip of the week.
You're going to have to do something in 2028 because it's slipping away from us by about a minute.
They can't cheat. They won't win.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Give you an example of why this is the game-changing week. This is the one where we turn the corner. We turn the corner from trying to survive every single institution being illegally weaponized against us. And the Republican strategy, the Republican leadership simply pretending it's not going on. Allowing it year after year after year, playing along like things are still normal in America. Occasionally fundraising off some of the stuff that Democrats do, but never fixing it. To actively fighting back. Folks, this is like watching a toddler begin to crawl and then pull up and then begin to walk and then begin to run. The beginning of this process with Donald Trump standing in front of those courtrooms alone with only his Secret Service because no Republican would stand with him. And I screamed bloody murder about it at the time. I said, Democrats would never allow that. If we persecuted Democrats illegally, violated many laws to do it as they did in New York, including the one about the selection of the judge, they picked a judge just for him. That violates the law. They picked a judge who had family member who was literally the president of a group, a Democrat group, fundraising group that was making hundreds of millions of dollars fundraising for Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, and Adam Schiff. That is so illegal in New York. You have to have out to the fifth relation no interest financially in the case. That was his daughter. I still say they should subpoena the financial records of mom, the judge, and the daughter. I want every transfer. So I got paid. They did. They got paid for the outcome they got. We just stood by. Democrats, it would have been every major Democrat facing the country standing behind whoever we did that to in solidarity, but Trump's still alone. We were going to just jettison him to continue with the lie that things were normal, the lie that they weren't weaponizing institutions, the lie that everything was fair and normal in America. It was back in the 90s. It was like back in the 80s. Everything was fine. We could just compromise and we'd be fine, but we had run out of things to compromise. We were at the point of giving up our First Amendment rights because we had nothing left to give. That's how badly we had lost him, folks. That was May. May a year ago. It's only August. So what, 15 months ago? We were done. They got him, 34 felony count. So it's taken till now to win back power, which was a miracle in itself. I.e. just get back on the playing field. Not fight, just claw our way back onto the battlefield so we could get into the fight. They had locked us off the battlefield. You try to get on the battlefield, they'll come at you with fake charges, haul you off in handcuffs. That's where we were. And so you crawl, you stand, you walk, you run. This was the week we ran. We begin to run. And to confront things in our society we've always pretended about. Like that the congressional seat allocation actually represents America. No, it represses America. That counting illegal immigrants in the census for the purpose of apportioning congressional districts, giving them out to states, in other words, is fair, is normal. Folks, had we fought before? How we fought on just that issue, which we didn't. We pretended it was normal to count the Democrats, illegal immigrant Democrats. We pretended it was normal. And guess what? We got 20 million of them between Barack Obama and Joe Biden flooded across our border in an illegal voter drive. Why? Because we pretended. And Trump's like, no more pretending. We're not going to pretend anymore. That census announcement was awesome. Now we're going to redo the census. Why? Well, because Democrats committed mass fraud, 300 census takers were fired for it. That's well documented by the Daily Signal and the Associated Press. If you want the links for it, it's on my Battleground America podcast from 2 days ago. You can go get it wherever you find it, and I put it right there in my sources section. We're not pretending more. We're not going to pretend that Democrats actually won these seats. That they reflect the will of the people, because they don't. I love seeing yesterday my calculation of how many seats they stole by counting illegals in the census. I put it at 26. The average congressional district, 741,000 about. And so you just divide that into 20 million. It's a very rough estimate. I was glad to see Stephen Miller, Trump's deputy chief of staff, came up with the pretty close to same math that I did. Here he is yesterday explaining how the majority or large majority we should have given the semi landslide we just had was stolen from us.
Democrats have stolen 20 to 30 House seats by counting illegal aliens in the census. I mean, just think about that for a second. They stole 20 or 30 House seats by counting illegal aliens in the census. And now you have Democrats talking about, oh, Republicans can't change their congressional maps? You have literally brought invaders into this country by the tens of millions to rig the results of the census.
Yep.
And the apportionment of our congressional seats.
Yes.
And on top of that, of course, you have a situation where even though Republicans won a landslide in the House popular vote, Democrats have so thoroughly rigged and gerrymandered and manipulated their districts beyond all recognition that Republicans only gained a 4-seat majority despite winning a much smaller majority in the popular vote in 2010 and getting 63 seats. Remember the 2010 election?
Yeah.
A much smaller popular vote majority produced 63 seats. So, look, Democrats cheat. We all know Democrats cheat. We've all understood that. But they're counting of illegal aliens in the census. They have to be excluded. The Commerce Department, under leadership of Howard Lutnick, is working on a plan now to make sure that we do, in fact, exclude illegal aliens from the census.
Okay. That's really cool to hear that, right? Think the leadership, the Republican leadership of just 3 years ago would never speak such a thing out loud. It would never be said. Truths like that? No, 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 no. You'd be driven out. Karl Rove and, George Bush never allowed us to fight back. They were recruited specifically not to fight back. $400,000 could be spent before, for you or against you in the primary. That was not possible. That would never be said by a Republican leader ever. That was for the fringes. 3-4 years ago. Kevin McCarthy would never, he's never acknowledged any of that. That's why we got rid of him. This is radical stuff. This would never be said during the Bush era when we would oversee censuses conducted this way. Folks, it's so bad that the Democrats now have to recruit people who will compromise, like Sherry Biggs, who had, that big Democrat pack with all that Bloomberg money. They give you the money, but you got to agree not to compromise. You got to agree to compromise. You've got to agree to bipartisanship, which means do whatever the Democrats want. They don't have to do it all the time, only when it's important. The big deal is they started that pack because Bush doesn't run the party that way anymore. Because you know who runs the party? It's Donald Trump. So I don't want you to miss how radical what just happened this week is compared to the way we operated before, which almost led to our leader being put in prison for his political ideology. But we're on the field now and we're fighting and it's glorious. Watch what's happening with Maduro. That was kind of an interesting announcement yesterday, wasn't it? From the Justice Department, the State Department, offering a historic, record-breaking $50 million reward for information leading to the arrest of the brutal socialist dictator, Nicolas Maduro. Wow, they're hot to get a hold of him, aren't they? What's this about? If you're one of my Battleground America podcast listeners, you know all about it. We've deep dived into Maduro and Tren de Aragua, what Tren de Aragua is, and why the Democrats wanted them here so badly. So badly that they covered for them in Aurora when they started taking territory. Lied to keep from picking them up at the department, at the apartments that they had taken over violently. Did you go into the interview with the landlord of the apartments they'd taken over? He said, listen, they beat my property manager near to death, told him not to come back on the property, and then told him to tell me they'll kill me and my family if I interfere with them. He went to the local police. They did nothing. He went to the state police. They did nothing. He went to the state attorney general, all Democrats, did nothing. Governor's office, nothing. And then all of those people denied Tren de Aragua had taken territory. What's up with that? Well, Tren de Aragua holds a special place in the Democrats' hearts because they are not like MS-13. They're not like the other gangs. They are a gang that happens to commit crimes and be criminally oriented, sure. But they are the enforcement arm of the Socialist Party of Venezuela. They're also a criminal organization. In fact, Maduro himself is a cartel leader. Trende Aragua are just the street thugs. I've explained this many times. This is why they collected the guns and then 2 years later, they gave them out to people loyal to the party. The only people who have guns in that country are Trende Aragua and a few other affiliated gangs. They're socialists. Why is Bondi so interested in Maduro? Let me tell you why. Because Maduro gave a speech after Trump took office saying something that I believe. He addressed Trump in the speech and he said, I did not mean to flood your country with Trende Aragua. I didn't even want to do it. The Biden people made me let them out of jail. They wanted them here. And then he said something even crazier that I believe. Just got the ring of truth to it. Can't prove it, but I believe it. He told them, check what the FBI was doing in Colombia, that the FBI was moving the Trende Aragua gang members through Colombia. There are safe houses there and then into the United States of America. He said, don't punish me. I had to do it. Now, he's a brutal dictator and a person who deserved to hang from the end of a rope. Be thrilled to see him there. But they sure do seem to want to talk to him, don't they? Not the kind of thing you could do by picking up a phone. They are hot to get their hands on him, aren't they? That's why. He's telling the truth. That's why. You can see, by the way, the Democrats have prioritized keeping these gangsters in America. They fought the hardest for the criminal gangs. Why? Because they want to use them the way Maduro does in the street. Protest Maduro stealing that election issue chin ahead. Who? Well, not Maduro. No, Trende Aragua. See how this works? Arm's length, guys. Arm's length. So to me, I saw this. I knew exactly why the Trump team doubled the reward from 25 to 50 million. And they're going to get him too.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.